This is Dr. Olivero dictating for July the 29th, 2024. The patient name is Skit Lollar, the first name, S-K-E-E-T, middle initial J, last name, L-O-L-L-A-R, Lollar. This is the clinical case of a 83-year-old one male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. He has a medical history of diabetes mellitus. There is evidence of a proteinuria. And he has also arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, evidence of atherosclerotic heart disease, Parkinson's disease. In other words, he has several comorbidities that are suggesting contributory factors for nephrosclerosis. That could be the explanation for the CKD stage 3B. In view of the presence of proteinuria, we decided to start the patient on 10 milligrams of Jardiance. And the serum laboratory shows that the kidney function remains stable. The laboratory, the serum creatinine is 2 milligrams per cent. The BUN is 45, and the estimated GFR is 32. The protein creatinine ratio is 788, which is less than when we started to treat the patient. The concerns at this point is a weight loss of 10 pounds, which is most likely fluid. And there is evidence of a BUN creatinine ratio that is 22, is highly suggestive of prerenal azotemia. And also, there is a history of a skin rash. For that reason, we are going to hold the administration of Jardiance, and we are going to continue observing the patient regarding this skin rash to see whether or not it subsides when we stop the medication. If it does, we will switch him to Kerendia. If it doesn't, we will continue with the SGLT2 inhibitor. Number two, a patient has type 2 diabetes that is under control. Number three, a remote history of nephrolithiasis that has been treated with lithotripsy, following number arterial hypertension under control, following number hyperlipidemia that is under control. Period. The patient has a following number Parkinson's disease that is treated by the neurologist. Following number benign prostatic hypertrophy without any a deterioration of the condition. The proteinuria has improved. We are going to reevaluate the case this in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes talking with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.